Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Dad, they took over my bedroom. Come on, come on.
Okay, Dad. One, two, three.
Finder.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need at aarp.org/caregiving.
Hello, and welcome to Walk and Purpose with Angela on tonight. I tell you, right before the show, I got shifted. So tonight's show is going to be a little different for me, y'all. But I just got to be obedient on tonight. As I was preparing to come on at 9:11, it was dropped in my spirit to share this poem that was dropped in my spirit, Death to Bring Life. And as I looked at the time and realized it was 9:11, 14 minutes before I was supposed to prepare to come on. So that quickened my spirit. And I said 14. So I went over and I looked and I said, 14, what does that mean? Sacrifice, generosity is what it said. The one represents change, new beginning. The four represents express power, movement, or change. Then I went over to Numbers 14, verses 1 and 2. It says, that night, all the people of the community raised their voices and wept aloud. All the Israelites grumbled against Moses and Aaron, and the whole assembly said to them, if only we died in Egypt or in the desert. So then I understood why that poem was dropped in my spirit. So I want to share this poem really quick. Death to Bring Life, L-I-F-E. I was woken to death in 1989. I experienced the loss of my first cousin. This was the first close family member I would have grieved, my cousin, Johnny Leon Martin. Wow, I can remember it like yesterday. I often think of you. Your laugh, your silly jokes. You showed me that things happen, but it's okay. They normally can be fixed. But the void you left wasn't fixed. It altered our lives, but opened my eyes even at that tender age, God showed himself to me. I lost my mom, my granddad Murray, my grandma Eula, Calvin, Darryl, my dad, my brother, two uncles, a host of cousins, great aunts, and even close friends. There, through this journey, I was truly shown what that word life means, L-I-F-E, how to love more, inspire more, to have the fear of God, to educate, empower, and encourage. That was dropped in my spirit right before I came on air. So I had to alter what I wanted to talk about tonight because I had to be obedient. And sometimes obedience is better than sacrifice because somebody needed to know that today. They needed to know that. Sometimes you have to die to the flesh in order for the spirit to live and to have life. We got to stop being a part of things. We got to live this life. We can't just be here and exist. You are tuned in to Walk in Purpose with Angela here on ONE Dynasty. This is our 2,856th presentation of Ngozi Time Multimedia, our 1,283rd episode of Damon Network, a product of ONE Dynasty. We are live from Lagos, Nigeria. Please call in at 516-453-9133 to join the conversation brought to you by them boys at Looking Glass Entertainment. I do want to say a disclaimer tonight because my show may not be for everybody. The opinions expressed tonight will be those of my special co-host, Dr. Kimberly, myself, and my special guest on tonight. We're going to continue the conversation from our last show on July 2nd, Mentality versus Mindset. Where has that tribe, that village, that community gone? Will it return? Do we want it to return? So I guess you're wondering, who am I? I'm Angela Thomas-Smith here at Walk in Purpose with Angela. I am the founder of AALAC, the African American Author Literacy Awareness Campaign, where I truly believe in bringing awareness to brown authors all over this world. I'm also the CEO of Aspiring Authors Magazine, where my desire is to bridge the gap between brown authors around the world and to touch on topics that others don't want to talk about that's affecting our brown community. As I was reading and sharing this, y'all, these things were for me too, because it ministered to me. I've been sharing about the community and unity, and then this was dropped in my spirit. I'm so honored tonight to have my special guest, Dr. Minister Kimberly Thomas from Tallahassee, Florida. Dr. Kimberly, are you there?
Yes, ma'am. Good evening, good evening, good evening.
Welcome, welcome. I want to thank you for tonight. Before we get started into the conversation, I want you to share with those that are tuned in exactly who you are and share just a little bit about what you do.
I am Dr. Kimberly Thomas. As Angela said, I am located in the great city of Tallahassee, Florida. I am an infirm apostle of Destiny Church of God International here, where I am the overseer. And I am also an author and a 25-year-plus veteran with the Florida Department of Corrections. I am so grateful to be a part of the L3 Project, along with Angela and many of the other dynamic women who have loaned their voices in affirmations in the 121 days of prayer, based on Psalms 121. So I am very grateful. Once again, I am the author of my latest literary project is Freed from Broken Beginnings, which is a book that the readers on a journey of my life of coming from incest survivor, domestic violence survivor, being a part of physical, mental, and emotional abuse, to a journey of wholeness and just letting them know that whatever you're going through, that you do not have to go through it alone. if you are in a relationship or in a position, in any situation to where you are being abused, don't keep silent, because your silence only allows the door to remain open for the enemy.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you for sharing. I tell you, I did not know all that about you. You are amazing. So thank you for stopping by tonight and sharing with us. So you definitely have some insight on this topic that we're going to be talking about, because I want to know, where is our mentality? Where is our mindset? What is going on? Why we can't come together as a community? Why is there still black-on-black crime? Why do we have black officers beating up black defendants or whatever the case, victims, whatever the case may be? You know, why are we still attacking each other? Why can't we come together? Why can't we show unity? Why can't we support each other? These are all the questions that I'm asking. So I'm asking the listeners tonight to think about this, and I want you to think about this, and I want y'all to press one tonight, because we want your opinion. We want your thoughts, because they matter. And I have to be obedient right now. I want to give honor to Jerry Petito for her Lifetime Achievers Award nomination with the Hall of Fame. Amazing woman of God, and I just want to honor her on tonight. So shout out to Jerry Petito. I just have to give honor where honor is due. And we're going to move on. What are you doing to create an impact and change for you and your community? So what are you doing to create an impact for change in you and your community? Because it starts with you. Dr. Thomas, I want you to chime in on that topic tonight. Change and impact. What are you doing to impact your community?
Well, personally, I am an advocate for our youth in our community. Back in 2007, somewhere around about, we formed an organization called Save Our Youth from Violence, and it stemmed from my god sister's son being gunned down in gang violence on the Saturday before Mother's Day. It was a gang initiation. He was shot and killed. And from that point, we began to raise our voices and advocate for the safety of our youth, not only in our community, but the youth all over the world, because our youth are really our future. And we have to save them. We have to save them from the gang violence. We have to save them from the drugs and the alcohol. We have to save them even from the sex. We deal with just bringing awareness to the topic of teen HIV and AIDS in our community, because so many of our young people are sexually active and they are contracting these diseases. They are really playing Russian roulette with their lives. So we do a lot of advocating for our youth, as well as the homeless and less fortunate in and around our community here in Tallahassee. I am one that I truly believe it takes a village. I was part of the Village Crew. I grew up in a time where you would get, if you got in trouble down the street or at your neighbor's house, your neighbor would get you. Whoever else saw you would get you. And by the time that you got home, your parents would be waiting to get you. And we have really moved away from that, as far as being that village and being the ones to really look out for one another's kids. And I think it's really because of our mindset and our mentalities, as, you know, these are my children, don't chastise my children, don't touch my children, as, and in addition to many of the laws that have been put in place where our children tend to utilize those things against us when it comes to the topic of discipline.
You touched on some things there, because I tell you, I've been preaching this across all of my platforms. I was just telling a young lady this today. I thank you definitely for the work that you're doing with bringing awareness to, because people don't want to talk about sex. Everybody, so they say holier than now. vowed now. They don't want to talk about sex. We have to understand that kids are doing it, so we might as well them be safe than to be sorry. So I thank you for all that you're doing. I didn't realize that you were doing so much in the community. You are definitely walking in purpose. I definitely thank you for that. I want Brother O to play me a track really quick, if he can. Welcome back. You are tuned in to Walk and Purpose with Angela here on ONE Dynasty. You can call in at 516-453-9133. Don't be scared to press the 1 and join the conversation. I tell you, we're having a great conversation. I have as co-host Dr. Kimberly Thomas with me on today. And I have two special guests that are going to be dropping by shortly. I'm going to be bringing on Constance. Constance, are you there?
All right, Constance.
Yes, I'm here.
Hi. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I am great, and welcome. I want to thank you for stopping by. I want you to share with the listeners just a little bit about this really quick.
Okay. I am a former educator. I'm also an author, a parenting empowerment coach. I help parents change and modify behavior by changing mindsets and setting rules and expectations for the children.
So how long were you an educator?
28 years.
So I know you experienced a lot in that field.
Yes, ma'am.
So I know you can chime in on mentality versus mindset, and I'm sure you can chime in on that. What are you doing to create an impact and change for your community? Because as an educator, I know you are making an impact.
Yes, the area that I worked in was with children with special needs. I've worked from babies all the way up to middle school and high school. So we know that when the children are younger, it's best to start at that time, you know, teaching them, you know, how we want them to behave and what our expectations are. But not a lot of that is really going on now. There's been a change or a shift in how things are done, you know, over the years. That I was able to see as a teacher. So basically, we have to be everything to the kids. You know, in some cases, it's mama, it's daddy, it's doctor, it's everything, you know. So I just did what I could. I loved on the kids. And when they needed correcting, you know, of course, you know, there's only so much we can do. So we have to be strategic and reinforcing our expectations and our rules. And a lot of kids, they are lacking in different areas in the home. And so we just do the best that we can, and that's what I did.
I'm desperately trying to find out how can we get back. I was listening to Dr. Thomas, and she was sharing about that village mentality and how she grew up. I grew up the same way. If I got out of line, wherever I was at, they took care of me. And as I journeyed on my way home, they took care of me on my way home. And then when I got home, my mama was waiting for me to get out of the bathtub so she can light me up. So I definitely
that is true.
Know what that village mentality is like. And where has it gone? I need to know where has it gone.
It's gone the way of the world. You know, we're not raising our children up in the admonition of the Lord anymore. A lot of people aren't. I'll say it like that. There's probably, you know, a small group or a small remnant who are doing that and who are making that attempt. But that's one of the major issues. We have gone so far from the Word of God. And that's just the main point of it. That's where it is.
Like, I'm just like, right before I come on, I don't know if you were listening to the beginning of the show, but just before I come on the show, like, right before we were supposed to come on, like, God shifted everything that I was supposed to do and dropped death and life in my spirit, because that was not what I planned. That's not what we talked about. We talked about mentality and mindset. And I was like, okay,
yeah.
Lord. But we have, as people, have to understand, sometimes we have to let stuff die. We have to let these friends die. We have to let family members that don't mean us no good, these situations, whatever, we have to let some stuff die in order for us to have life and for us to live. Because we're walking around here mad at the world.
Mm-hmm.
We ain't showing no love. Who are we inspiring? We can't even inspire ourselves to get up and do something. And we definitely don't have the fear of no God, whoever your creator is, whatever you worship. We don't show that we have evidence of it because we definitely ain't showing no love. And love is mm-hmm. the number one thing. If you can show love, that shows a lot. I ask that question. What is love? Is it an action word? Is it action? What is love?
It is an action.
I know I'm all over the place, but I'm telling you, I'm trying to be obedient tonight. A lot of people probably ain't going to press one. They probably going to not be tuned in. But I got to be obedient tonight. Dr. Thomas, if you feel like you need to chime in, please, by all means, chime in. Because tonight is going to be a show that's going to heal some people. Because a lot of people, they got all these dead bones. They got all these gifts and not using them. God give us gifts and talents, and we sitting on them. We don't want to create them. We don't want to use the opportunities that we have. So I want to hear from y'all. I want y'all to chime in because y'all know I go a mile a minute and I keep on talking. Chime in.
I just want to make a quick comment. I was here listening when you came on and you talked about dying to the flesh so we can live. And right now what comes to mind is all of these things that we spend our money on, but those things are not giving us life. It's occupying your time. It's taking attention away from what we should be doing, spending quality time with the kids, quality time, you know, taking care of self, you know, making sure you're mentally good or relaxing or calming down from the workday, whatever it is you do for self-care. And also reaching out to other people. You know, we see people going through, but we're all involved. We're self-absorbed with our own stuff. So if we take a minute to make sure that we're, you know, calming down and self-okay, and we see somebody else, you know, who may be really frazzled, we could take a moment to say, hey, are you okay? You know what I'm saying? So we've got to do those things that are going to bring life to us and kind of slow down the rat race that we're in, because it's not about all of those things. It's about quality time, a quality of life, because life is too short, you know, and we think about those things, well, I should have done this, I should have done that. Well, let's not do the I should have, and let's just do it.
And that's what I keep sharing. I keep sharing that. Dr. Thomas, you wanted to chime in?
Yes, Angela. You know, at the beginning, when you begin to read the poem about death brings life, and you read the scripture out of Numbers talking about mm-hmm. how the Israelites murmured and complained and how they felt as though they had it better off in Egypt than where the Lord was taking them to. And that just really, it struck something in me, because so many times we have that same mentality. We have that Egypt mentality that, you know, what we're in right now is good. And we don't have the wherewithal to really open up our minds to the change and to the things that God is trying to bring us to. He's trying to show us that there is a more excellent way. But because we have the mentality of everything being good in Egypt and everything being settled in Egypt, a lot of times when I'm ministering to women, I use the analogy of the fact that as women, when we were in the world, we knew that as long as we were in Egypt and things weren't quite going the way that we thought that they should go, or how, you know, we might have been in a situation and we may have been in need and didn't have what we needed, but we had a phone number that we could dial. We had some digits that we could dial, and all we had to say was hello. And we knew that whatever the situation was, it would be taken care of. But God is trying to bring and deliver us from that mentality. Forget about what you thought was good in Egypt, because there's a more excellent way, and I'm trying to take you to another place. But you have to, first of all, have the mindset to be willing to go there. And if we have a closed mindset that it's just there's nothing better than where we are, we're not going to ever move to where God really has predestined for us to go. Many of us hold ourselves back because we can't forget about what we left in Egypt.
Okay, now. You're touching on some stuff now. You're touching on some stuff. I'm telling you, I've been doing, I was doing interviews earlier today. We've been interviewing some young ladies that's a part of this project as well. I tell you, everything that we're talking about, that you're talking about, that's coming out y'all mouth, it's the same things that we shared across this platform earlier. And I know y'all was not there. So I just thank the Spirit for just being who he is in our lives and for you not being silent. Because oftentimes we have stuff dropped in our spirit, but we don't want to share because we're afraid of not being worthy enough, not being enough, worried about what the next person think or not think. But I tell you, I thank you guys for coming on and sharing. We're going to have another track, but before we go into that track, I want to share that the song before that was played was that of the Winans from the Greatest Bounty Church of God in Christ, Detroit. And now our next track.
All right. Everybody get ready to put your hands together. Little song that says, Jesus, drop the charges. All right. I was guilty, doomed in disgrace. How many folks can know you was guilty one day? Amen. Some of us still guilty. But Jesus, drop the charges.
Wow, wow, wow. See, Brother O be showing out. I can see why he is our mother and father's favorite producer. And that was his favorite song, the gospel vocalist, the O'Neill Twins from the Interfaith Church of God in Christ, St. Louis, Missouri. I tell you, Brother O know how to play some music, to set the mood. Because I tell you, somebody needs to know that no matter what your past say, God has your future already planned for you. Because my scripture tells me in Jeremiah 29:11, he got a plan for me. And it says to prosper me, for me to be in good health, for me to have hope, and me to have a future. It didn't say for me to be walking around in pity, and it didn't say for me to be walking around sick. It didn't tell for me to be having all this other stuff going on. It said prosperous stuff. And then all the time, it got to be material. See, that's where we get all confused at. But I want to thank Constance for stopping by. Constance, I want you to share with us, because I know that you are an author as well. I want you to share with us why you chose to join this project. Because Dr. Thomas, I wasn't going to say anything about it, but she don't put it out there. So since you are a part of this project too, I want you to share. Why did you choose to be a part of this collaboration project that Dr. Thomas was talking about?
Yes, ma'am. I chose to be a part of it because I thought about the things that I had been through in my life and how I was able to get through those things. Through my faith in God and help from my friends, my close circle of friends who would encourage me, and I would encourage them, you know, during the time that we would go through. And so everybody does not have that encouragement, so maybe someone who reads the book can glean some hope or some faith from some of the words that are written in the book. And so that was also something else I meant to say earlier. A lot of times, we feel like there is no hope or we don't see hope in our situation. So that goes back to the mentality or the mindset as well. You know, we have to let people know that there is hope out there, but it's in God. At least my hope is in God because that's who I believe in. So we also get hope from his word. So there has to be a glimmer of hope. You know, I think that's another reason why there is a lot of killing and murdering going on is people don't have any hope.
Well, I definitely want to thank you. I want you to share how can individuals follow you, how they can support what you're doing, and how they can purchase a book.
Okay. The website for the book is ineedaparent.com. You can find me on Instagram at wholefaminterventionservices.com, and also you can message me on Facebook at WFFIS.com. I mean Facebook.
All right. Well, I definitely want to thank you for stopping by and sharing with us on today. Is there anything that you would like to leave inspirational with the people?
I can just let them know that, you know, we don't always feel like getting up out of the bed when we get up in the morning, but taking that first step and knowing that you woke up to see another day, that is hope within itself, that you made it to the next day to see sunlight. So just go ahead and go on and take those steps and move through the day. And think to yourself, oh, my God, I made it. God let me make it. So there is still time for me to achieve my purpose because there is a purpose and a plan for each of us, just like you stated earlier with the scripture in Jeremiah. So there is a plan. And it is not too late as long as you have breath in your body.
Amen. 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 I want to thank you for stopping by and sharing with us. Dr. Thomas, is there anything that you would like to share with Constance before she leaves?
Well, Constance, I really appreciate the work that you are doing. And to hear that you work and have a heart for children with special needs. It takes a very special person. It takes an anointing to be able to work with individuals who have special needs. So I just pray God's continued blessings be upon you as you continue to work and do the work of the Father who sent you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Constance, for stopping by. We're going to bring on our next guest, but before we do that, I want to see if Brother O can play me another track.
Well, before I do that, I want to thank the young ladies who come on this program tonight and allow me to be able to give you the soundtrack of your lives tonight. You know, unity is very, very important, especially when it comes down to our mothers of the earth, our queens. And it's amazing to me that we don't do this more often. We always come on a lot of times and, you know, go at each other, blah, blah, blah. But when it's time for unity and strength, that's a purpose. You know, I look at someone like Jerick Thomas, who represents, you know, the great lesbian gay task force community, and he talks about being a black man, trying to unify everyone for the common purpose to fight white supremacy. And this song is dedicated to him, Commissioner. And our commissioner will announce the next track. And after she does, I'll bring it on.
So our next track is the Reverend John P. Key, the New Life Choir, Durham, North Carolina, and the Grammy Award nominee, Anthony Hamilton.
Listen, this is an old school groove. A little song we put together for you and yours. A simple song that reminds you, never ever forget where you come from. You can't take it with you. So me and my partner, we want to remind you. Stay humble and don't ever forget it. Listen. North Charlotte, Arden Street, Statesville Avenue. All the things I remember, I used to do. Saturday night was the end of the 12th round for me, and I was losing that fight. When the opportunity before me, Big John, tell me, what are you gonna do? That's the day I surrendered my life, and never resisted. So happy when I think about it.
Welcome you back to Walk and Purpose with Angela here on O&E Dynasty. You can call in at 516-453-9133. And you can press 1 to join the conversation. We actually have caller number 1 in queue. Caller number 1, if you would tell me where you're calling from and your name.
Calling from New Jersey. It's Jerry, sweetie. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you, Jerry? And congratulations, congratulations. I tell you, I've been all over the place tonight because moved right before I got ready to come on air, but I could not. I had to stop what I was doing to recognize you because I am truly, 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 I'm happy for you and all that you do. I tell you, when I came on this network a little over a year ago, you openly welcomed me. Without knowing anything about me. I remember the day I was going through some things because I was just going through some things. It was in May, and that's the month that I celebrate life. And I thank you for just welcoming me and just opening your arms and welcoming me to the O&E family. I tell you, I feel nothing but love here, and I feel like I've been here forever. It does not seem like it's only been a year and a half. But, Jerry, I love you, and thank you for calling in tonight. I'm sorry for just running my mouth. Go ahead and tell everybody exactly who you are.
Well, I'm Jerry Petito. I have a show, too. I was on last night, so I'm on the same week as you, Angela. So in 4 weeks, I'll have my show. But, you know, I want to say a couple things. First of all, I love you, too, and I needed this show tonight. You know, that song, Jesus Dropped the Charges, right? You know, not only were the O'Neill twins, you know, our Hall of Fame DJ Olasky, our Honeybees, Mommy and Daddy's favorite group, it was one of mine as well growing up in the church and, you know, so many others. I mean, Jesus Dropped the Charges, that song is so powerful. Your guest, Constance, I want to thank her also for what she does because I share this. My daughter has become the stepmom now of 6 other children. I have 2 grandchildren and now 6 step-grandchildren of all different races and all different needs, all special needs. So I want to thank her even more for what she does. And, you know, your other guest, she's beautiful, and I'm listening to you guys. And I'm thinking everything is resonating. I mean, you know, we've lost God everywhere. You know, they've and you know, I'm just going to sound cliche, but they've taken God out of everywhere. And until we put him back, I don't see things getting better. And I grew up in Long Island City, New York, Angela, right? You know that. And we were on, like, blocks and all – you know, the neighbors pulled my hair growing up, and it was all okay
she's,
with my
she's
hair.
A fraud.
So
she's a fraud, Jerry. She's not from Jersey. She's from New York. She's a fraud.
And, you know, by the time I got home, my parents already got the call from the five neighbors that pulled my hair, and they pulled my hair harder when I got home if I did something wrong. So what she was saying about that, it's definitely lost. And the sad part about all this is I don't see it coming back. I hope I'm wrong. But you know my story, and God saved my life. And without God, I mean, I can't even imagine what my life would be. So Jesus Dropped the Charges, that song just resonates so much, because we as human beings need to drop the charges as well. And we need to, in the light, and we need to forgive, and we need to love, and we need to get God back. So thank you for tonight's show, because I really needed to hear all this.
Wow. Well, thank you for tuning in. I'm honored. I give him all the credit and the glory. I was just obedient, because this was not really what my show was supposed to begin with. Like I said, when I came on, at 9/11, he changed everything. He dropped in my spirit to read that poem, and I was like, why this poem? And then I looked at the time. It was 9/11, 14 minutes before it was time for me to call in. And then I said, what's the number 14? What's that all about? And then I went over and I looked it up, and plain as day, sacrifice and generosity, the one represent change, new beginning, before express power, movement, or change. And that's what we need right now.
That's what we need.
Where those dry bones live again. I love
Amazing.
You, Jerry Petito.
And
well, that's nothing
you
can do with
it
for calling in. I tell you, I have truly been blessed by this amazing lady, even though Brother O, I always say she's a fraud because she's from New York, but she represents New Jersey now. She is our Jersey jewel, and I tell you, she is definitely a blessing to many. So I thank her for all that she does. To Thomas, is there anything else that you would like to add to the conversation before we bring up our next guest? We have Michelle on the line. She's going to come forth in just a second, if there's nothing that you would like to say.
Yes, Angela, first of all, I want to say congratulations to Jerry as well. And that song, Jesus Dropped the Charges, that resonated something in my spirit also, because we have been locked away in our own little personal prisons of sin and our past for so long that we don't even realize that Jesus dropped the charges. We give up on ourselves, and we don't think about the fact that Jesus is giving us a brand new start. He dropped the charges. We are not our past. We're not our past mistakes. We're not our past failures. We are new creatures in Christ, and we have a new, or should have a new outlook on life, but we have to change our minds. We have to take on the mind of Christ. But we have to first realize that Jesus dropped the charges. When he went to the cross and with the last blood sacrifice for us, he dropped the charges.
And people got to understand that. And they got to understand that they are chosen. They got to really let that resonate with them. And once they realize that for themselves, because we can tell them that all day long. We can lead them to the water, but we can't make them drink. And that's where a lot of us are right now. It's just like we're preaching to the choir, and nobody's listening. Everybody want to sing, but nobody's listening. So I'm trying to figure out how can we move forward. I want to bring actress Michelle Kane on and allow her to share just a little bit about herself. And I want her to jump in and chime in on this conversation. I'm sure she has a lot to chime in, because she's an inspirational writer amongst a lot of things. Actress Michelle, are you there?
Yes, ma'am. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you tonight?
I'm doing great. I
want you to share just a little bit about yourself.
Okay. I'm authoress Michelle Kane. I'm an inspirational author. I'm a business owner, a podcaster, a live show host, and a writer. And my passion My purpose and my mission is to inspire, encourage, motivate, and uplift people all over the world and to make a positive.
I often hear people mention that word impact, but truly, what does that word impact mean to you?
The word impact means to me is that I, through what I do, I'm able to change somebody's life, knowing that what I do is not in vain. I'm not doing it just to be doing it, but I wanted to do it to inspire somebody and to make a positive impact on somebody, to let them know that, you know, it's not over. You know, it may feel like it's over, but it's not over until God keep going, you know, and trust God, because God has great things in store for us. But like one of the guests say, you have to put God back in the picture. God has been taken out of the picture, but God has to be put back in order for us to get back where we need to be.
Okay, and then we're waiting for something to fall out of the sky. if you follow me, if you follow me on YouTube, you follow me on Instagram, you follow me anywhere on social media, this is all I tell people. Jeremiah 29:11 is real. You have a purpose. He didn't just drop you out of the sky. But you got to understand that there's nothing going to be dropped from the sky. There's nothing new coming under the sun. Everything that is going to take place in our life, Jeremiah 29:11 is already, when he said it was done, it was done. It's up to you to tap into that power, because Genesis 2:7 is real. He said he breathed the breath of life into you. When he breathed the breath of life into you, that means he breathed a part of him into you. So we're around here trying to discover stuff. We're trying to figure out this and figure out that. You want to know who you are? You really want to know who you are, then you need to find yourself in the Word. It says, try to spirit by the Spirit. It says the Word. The Word.
That's right.
You got to try yourself. You got to try yourself by the Spirit. You got to find yourself in the Word.
I'm telling you,
I used to be wondering, what scripture do I need to go to? Because I tell anybody, I'm not no Bible scholar, I'm not no Bible thumper, I don't walk in no office, I don't walk in nothing. I just, whatever and however, he want to use me. When I read that scripture over in Exodus, and it said, if you just be a willing vessel, if you open your mouth, he'll speak for you. And if you just he'll make a way. But oftentimes we look at the next person. We look to the left, we look to the right, instead of keeping our eyes on the prize, because he done told you it's going to be. But we get sidetracked, and we want to do what we want to do. So then we want to make those choices, because he give us free will. He ain't going to force us to do nothing. He ain't going to force you to do nothing. If you don't want to do it, you ain't got to do it. But sooner or later, you're going to get tired of going through what you're going through, because ain't nothing nobody told me. I went through it. It was me. I had to go through that season. And everybody going to have their season. So if you haven't went through nothing, it's coming. It's coming.
That's
if you don't been through, if you're going through now, just hold on. Know that there's an end. I tell people all the time, storms are just processes. It's just something that you go through. It never ends because you're going in a storm. You're in the midst of a storm, or you're coming out of a storm. And it seems like time you come out of one, you go into another one.
That's right.
We got to wake up. We got to understand that this is bigger than us in this flesh. I was interviewing someone earlier today, and she said, people don't understand, everybody worrying about dying, but they don't realize when you die, that's when you really begin to live. We got to get that. This flesh, this body that we in, this natural stuff that we're trying to obtain and trying to hold on to and fighting each other for, it ain't gonna matter. It ain't going to be worth the hill of beans. But it's
worth
nothing. Gonna be right. Is you going to be able to travel on?
That's right.
What are you doing now to leave an impact so that people can remember who you were and what you were when you were here? Because one day you're going to leave that body. That flesh is going to die. People don't want to talk about it, but it's true. And it's going to happen. And we got to wake up and we got to understand it's what we do now that lives on. We got to understand that the stuff that we walking in now, it ain't nothing that we done. It's those that have come before us. It's my mama that's gone on. It's my daddy that's gone on. It's my great-granddaddy. It's my great-grandmama. It's those prayers that they prayed for me, that faith that they had to their death, to their grave. His word is not going to return to him. Boy, he's going to watch over it until it's performed. So whatever they was trusting and believing him for, it has to come to pass. But do I want to humble myself? Do I want to line up? Do I want to receive? That's the question we need to be asking ourselves. Do we want what those that came before us prayed for and was believing for? I know I'm all over the place, but I have to move with the Spirit. And I'm sorry, but I ain't sorry. Whoever receive it, receive it. And those that don't, I don't care. That's where I am right now. Because what he's doing in my life, don't nobody know this journey. Nobody's walked in my shoes just like nobody's walked in your shoes. Nobody don't know what you're going through, but we share because we don't want you to go through what we went through. I thank you for coming on. I just thank you for coming on tonight.
I'm enjoying listening you talk.
I'm just all over the place, but it's not about me. It's not about me. I wanted people to find out just a little bit about you, what you're doing, the impact that you're making, because it's about the impact that other people are making. I just want to be an outlet. I just want to be a vessel to be used so that other people can share what they're doing and how they're impacting this world. I tell you, I want to share that last song came on was the late songbird, Darrell Coley, from the Parnell Temple Church of God in Christ, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I tell you, I definitely have been blessed by Brother Owen's music on tonight. I want to dedicate loving aunt Ruth. Brother O, I thank you so much.
I'm going to tell you. My auntie loves your show. And it's amazing. My auntie is 90 years old. She's the last sibling of my mom. Shout out to my aunt Nettie Crawley. He lived to be 104 years old. Shout out to my Uncle Jeremiah Cousins. He lived to be 90. And most of all, guys, and everyone in this world, Angela Thomas Smith. Shout out to the great Deborah Ngozi, who was the youngest person to die at age 73, the first of the siblings, of pancreatic cancer. The greatest gift I ever had in my life is my mom. But this song tonight, and we're going to take callers after this. You know, I want to thank Constance, and I want to thank Michelle, and I want to thank the good doctor for coming on this night, because this night is about love, honor, and respect. And all the folks that come on this network tonight, remember that as you press one. Don't ever, ever disrespect the mic or the mic will show. This song here, I used to hear my Aunt Ruth sing this song all the time when she prepared dinner for the family. It means a lot. I believe in all who's above all, through all, and can pass and all. He is sovereign.
Whatever he wants to do. whatever he wants to do, where he wants to, how he wants to.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. You are tuned in to Walk in Purpose with Angela here on ONE Dynasty. You can call in at 516-453-9133. Join the conversation by pressing 1. We have caller number 2 in queue. Caller number 2, if you can tell us where you're calling from and your name.
Peace and blessings, Sister Angela.
Hey, hey, Sister Bessie, how are you?
All righty. I'm enjoying your show. First thing that I want to say, I'm giving a shout-out to Miss Ruth that is 90 years old. I also want to thank you for all that you do for the network and for the world. And I love this spiritualness and blessings of the things that you say. I wanted to add something on to it, and I have a scripture, and I wanted to know, is that okay?
Sure.
In my heart, 6 things that make an organic soul: respect, knowledge, wisdom, love, humbleness, and a knowing there's a power greater than you. The scripture that I wanted to bring to mind is James 4, 1 through 10. From whence cometh wars and fightings among you? Come they not hence, even of your lust that war in your members? Ye lust and have not. Ye kill and desire to have and cannot obtain. Ye fight and war, yet ye have not, because ye ask not. Ye ask and receive not, because you ask amiss, that ye may consume it upon your lust. Ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with the Creator? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of the Creator. Do ye think that the scripture saith in vain, the spirit that dwelleth in us lusteth, he giveth more grace? Wherefore he saith, the Most High resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. Submit yourselves therefore to the Most High. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to the Creator, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye wicked, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. Be afflicted and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning, and your joy to heaviness. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Most High, and he shall lift you up. And in the scripture it says adulteress, which means people who are worshiping other things than the Most High. What did you say?
I didn't say nothing. I'm sorry. I was listening to you.
In the scripture it says adulteress and adulterers. And for my spirit, it's relating to those who worship other things than the Most High. This scripture is saying fight for your soul, fight for your spirit, and direct your mind to the Most High. So I just wanted to say that and leave that with your audience. I love you so much, and I thank you for all that you do, and peace and blessings to your guests. Love you much, my dear.
Thank you. Before you rush out, because you're rushing real quick, I want you to share who you are, Sister Bessie, because you are someone. You are important to us. You are the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcaster nominee. You are Sister Bessie, the truther, and I wanted to share that. I want you to share how individuals can follow your show.
Yes, I will be on August the 13th, and my show consists of delivering truth to the masses, And this is what I do in my community. I try to give knowledge and knowledge to the youth in my community and whoever else would like it. So thank you so much, dear.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. And I have to give a shout out to Aunt Ruth. I'm sorry for not shouting her out. I want to thank you for tuning in to the show and showing your support. So thank you, Aunt Ruth, for all of your support. We actually have another caller in queue. Caller number 4, can you state your name and where you're calling from, please?
Yes, my name is Cheryl LeGrand, Knightdale, North Carolina. How's everybody doing this evening, tonight?
We're doing great. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
We're doing great. How are you?
I'm doing great. I just want to say thank you for giving me this opportunity to always be on your platform. And one thing that I did want to say, you was talking about why things are the way they are. My personal opinion is order and being obedient. We grew up, it was a village. And a lot of the fathers are not in the house, and there's a lot of single mothers, and a lot of single mothers have to work 2 and 3 jobs, and it used to be that the uncle or somebody stepped in. But it starts with obedient within ourselves. And a lot of times the kids follow us. There's hidden secrets. There's different things that's going on that's not talked about. And even though God is not in the house, we have to set the house in our house. So what I do for the community, I do volunteer in the track. I do volunteer in basketball and colleges and different stuff because my kids are there. We have to start within us. We can speak all day, but how are we living? What are we doing? I didn't say perfect. So what I do, I let my light shine. They be like, Mr. Grant, how you doing all of that? Guess what? Because God lead me. We have to talk to our youth. This Instagram and technology is good, but guess what? It is killing some of our kids because a lot of times parents come home and they tired and their kids have made the game and technology is their friend. It used to be the parents had them go outside. We do something with them. So what I started doing for my kids, we have family time. You're never too old. I want to know what you're doing, how you're doing it, but I also address other single parents. So obedience and order with the men being out the house, that's a big problem within. And the kids go to drugs and alcohol because all they need is love. So not only do we have to speak about this, we really have to go out there and try to form something. Like what you're doing, Ms. Angela, or it don't take for one person. If you get 5 a day or 2 a day, but it got to be in our heart and our mind, what are we obedient in as well as telling our kids? What are we saying? What they see us doing? When we single, you know, meeting different guys, letting them in our house, but when our daughter go out there and do it, we upset. We really, if we're going to do this, we got to be about our business. We got to start with our mind, our heart, and give it to God and let him lead us because we are not going to see everything. But what we do see, we really have to be captured on, and that's how I look at life because I have 3. So my topic today, when you said back in the day, the kids are getting younger and they're having babies, and we understand that. But as a single mother, what I do when I go out here, I talk to them. I talk to the parents because a lot of parents, like I said, they living in abuse. They living in hidden figures, or maybe they got hurt. So when they see me and let my light shine, they're like, wow, Mr. Grant, how you do it? It's not how I do it. It's where God is leading me. And this technology, we'll spend $400 or $500 on a game instead of sitting down communicating with our kids. That's the number one problem. The games and Instagram should not be raising our kids. There's suicide there. There's so much more. So as a parent, anybody listening to me, and we don't see everything, we could be the best parent. We could take them to church every day. But I do believe it starts with us in this house right now. Watch who we bring in our house. Pray about everybody who come in our house. I pray every day don't let no walking form against us while my kids in college, out of college. I go out on football field, track field. I sell my brand on those fields, but I'm also present for that is a purpose. And it's not about me because our kids are the future. They the doctors and they are the Lord. And I go out there with lupus and all. I take my medication because I want my kids to know regardless when they go out here that their mother, it was a purpose. It was a purpose that you know what? All black kids are not killers. All black kids are not getting out here selling drugs, and it starts with us. But what are we doing in our houses right now? Stop buying them expensive games and talk to your kids. Our kids could be dying right in the room with us. I'm a testimony of that. Hurting, all this mess. And guess what? you'd be surprised what they reach out. And to me, Miss Angela, what you are doing, when we are collaborating, that is a village. That is support. And if we can't collaborate, we cannot do a village. If we cannot support, we have already killed our youth, because it starts right there. So to everybody that's listening, let's start by not only speaking, but let's start by doing, let's start by in our houses, because a lot of, I'm a testimony. My ex is not in this house, but I've been blessed of the coaches and band teachers. Everybody's not a molester and everybody a killer. We worry about the coaches, but some of the men we bring out of our house do more damage. Some of the people we bring in our house do more damage. So let's pray about everybody and let's step up as a family and we can reunite. We might can't reach everybody, but if we can reach somebody, that's the beginning. So, Miss Angela, you keep doing what you're doing. It don't matter who like it or don't like it. The village is within us. We don't need 1,000. We save one a day. God has already done his work. And this is Cheryl LeGrand, everybody.
Wow.
First of all, folks, this has been an outstanding classic by Miss Angela Thomas-Smith and Walking in Purpose. Cheryl LeGrand said something tonight that was very, very key. And I'm going to bring on a song that she already did. And Fred, take it away.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper.
No weapon, 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 no weap
want you to know it won't work. Ooh, no, no, no.
You just say one.
And it won't.
You just say one.
This great network since 2013, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. It won't work. In an embodiment of this network, we have the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Lifetime Achiever Elect for the class of 2022. It's Wendy Bakatoon. Talk about this show tonight, Archive of Greatness.
Wow. All praises due to all in all, I tell you. That was one incredible show, as all of her shows are. I recall when I first heard the tone of voice of the former commissioner, one of them, myself included. I remember when I first heard her tone and she was giving her testimonial. And then for her to come on and be a part of WBNN and just look at how far she have come and things that she did for me personally, things that she did for our great company here at WBNN, and the women of God that was on that show. I'm talking about brilliant, beautiful, faithful women. Magic Man has got one request, is to get the knowledge that has been withheld from us for so long. You already got everything else. The faith that moved mountains. You understand? And to be able to listen to that show and not just reflect and reminisce about it, but just listening to what was already previously done, I mean, it does my heart good. Now it's time for to receive what has been hidden, because those are some of the things that have been holding us back for such a long time. And by you being the feminine, see, a man can only go and do but so much in our world. Women can raise a nation. So if y'all get the knowledge that has been withheld from all of us as a people, ain't nothing can stop us. I mean, honest to the woman of God, Arthur Angela Thomas Smith. Keep raising the bar. I'm so proud of you.
And now we continue this forum with a young lady that loves this network and supports it and promotes it on a constant basis. Miss Ava Holly. I'm going to keep Wendy Bakatoon on at this time.
Hello, Brother O, and Angela. Oh, my gosh. So many things have come flooded through me from your show tonight. Obviously, we can't touch on all of them, but I have to say this. First of all, without God, we are nothing. Nothing. And I want to talk about your numbers, because I think the universe, God, impacts us in a way with messages that just fly by us all the time. And you were talking about the number 14, 14 minutes before you were going to go on the show. And while you were talking, I also looked up the number and found various things. One of the things that I loved about what I saw was that the number 14 combines the vibrations of numbers 1, 4, and 5 to create a harmonious background for what could be a major change. So let me say this much. Touching briefly. First of all, I want to give a shout out to our girl and congratulations, Jerry Petito, Sister Bessie, your 6 words of wisdom, Huni Bakatoon, Cheryl, all of your messages were so beautiful, and your distinguished guests and authors tonight. God bless all of you. But let me say this, be the change you want to see in the world. Now, somebody talked about hopelessness. So if you're out there saying, I can't be the change that I want to see in the world, then find one thing, just one thing that excites you. And if you're out there saying, I can't find one thing that excites me, find one opportunity. And that's where you all come in to make awareness. And from that one opportunity, you will find one thing that excites you. And from that one thing that excites you, you can be the change that you want to see in the world. And that's where we all step in to make awareness, to raise our youth, to offer God, to be who we are all intended to be. And I love your show. I love your message. Thank you for letting me come on and share my thoughts.
Honey Butter Plume, what do you have to say to this wonderful broadcaster over 26 years now in the game, Miss Ava Holly?
And one of the most professional voices that I have heard. I mean, I actually feel your spirit definitely got an old spirit, an ancient spirit. The spirit that's moving through your body is definitely have been here many times before. And that's not sacrilegious, y'all. You know, for anyone who might misconstrue what the Magic Man just said. But yeah, I enjoy your shows. Thank you so much for all that you have contributed to our great company of WBNN, but all the contributions that you have given us in our beautiful, beautiful world that we live in. Thank you so much for just being you and a part of the solution instead of the many, many issues that we have been having, you know.
And thank you, and thank you all. God bless all of you. Wonderful show tonight.
Ava and Umi, I want you both to hear one of the most favorite songs of my dad. This show was so important, and then we'll let, of course, the host of this outstanding show from August of 2021 get a chance to speak. But this song is very, very important for those who have faith. Honey Butter Plume knows it very, very well. Ava, listen to it. I want you both to stay to hear the host of this show, the Honorable Angela Thomas Smith. You'll know Twin Shaw. To my mom and my dad. Without them, I'll be useless. Being a producer in this network for a long time, almost 10 years, going through my trials and tribulations to see a show like this tonight. And now the host of the show that was broadcasted in August of 2021, the Honorable Angela Thomas Smith. Angie, how are you tonight? All right. Angie, you're on the line. Unmute yourself, please. Okay. I don't know what's going on with her line, but what a great show tonight. And I'm so proud of what we have done on a constant basis. What more can we say that hasn't already been said? It is an honor to have a show like this. You know, I think back in the times of, you know, Ricky Jones and I and the greatness of our network and to see where we come from and where we have been. And it is amazing to me to see all the great hosts and bringing back hosts like Wyjet Mitchell-Hotabel and Christine Powell and Alicia Levon. And what more have we have said that haven't already been said? So hopefully Angela Thompson is on the line right now. Angie, can you hear me? All right, she's having problems on the line right now. So I'm going to let her go for a second, hoping she'll call back. But we're going to bring another call on right now. Okay, there's Angie right now. All right, Angela Thomas Smith, how do you feel about this show tonight and what we have, you know, and what you've done for us on a constant basis and on that August night, summer night of 2021?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, loud and clear.
Hello?
Loud and clear.
Because I was getting upset. How you doing tonight, first of all?
First of all, it was a great show and a wonderful classic. And the devil cannot harm or, you know, disrupt your voice at this time on these WBNN stations.
I thank you for that show tonight. It was needed in so many ways. I thank Humi Bakatun for what he said tonight. You know, women can change a lot if we come together because we carry life. We have to understand how powerful we are and understand that it's not about us. I thank you for the show tonight, and I thank everybody that came on and shared. I thank the guests that were a part of the show. I thank you, Brother
Angela,
for giving us.
Go ahead. You thank me for what?
For giving us this opportunity to be a light upon this earth, to try to be some type of guidance to this to all this darkness around us. So thank you.
Well, first of all, I'm going to bring on Ava Holly to talk to you. Bring on Ava Holly to talk to you. Ava, what do you have to say to the live host who is going to be on next week on a Wednesday night, just like you, but she'll be on, you know, that Wednesday before you.
Mm-hmm.
Anything you want to say to the Honorable Angela Thomas Smith, our fourth reigning commissioner of this network?
I don't know if she heard me speaking before, but your show was so powerful, so impactful. So many floods of things came through my mind of all kinds of things that were brought up by your distinguished guests, by your speakers, by the callers. It was amazing. So I hope you got a chance to hear what I had to say. And, you know, of course, we reach the people that are already doing what we do, yet we need to reach the people that are out there thinking, you know, I don't have it in me, I can't do this, I'm hopeless, blah, blah, blah. So we need to reach them. And as I think it was Cheryl that said, just reach one person, and that's where change begins. So anyway, I really enjoyed your show and needed your show, and thank you so much.
And I heard everything you said, and I thank you. I heard everything you said.
Thank you. We hear you too.
And thank you for just
being
who
you
are. And amen. Thank you. I receive.
Thank you.
All right. Of course, we have the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Broadcasting Enshrinee for this class in 2020. But most importantly, the Lifetime Achiever. Tonight, you get a chance before he gets a chance to talk. Angela Thomas Smith, your chance to embellish on him being the lifetime achievement elect for the class 2022. The Honorable Huni Bakatun, Matchman Heru.
Wow. Hey, Huni.
No. I want you to talk about him first before I bring him on the air.
Wow. Like, words can't explain what this man means to me, because this man could have been anywhere, but he chose to come and be a part of an event to meet me, to get to know me, not just as a co-host on the network, but as an individual, as someone that he called his spiritual daughter. You know, he didn't know me from a can of paint, but the fact that he tried the spirit by the spirit. And that's something that we as people, we don't do. We look at the book and we judge the cover without giving the pages a chance. And that's not Huni. So, Huni, I thank you for just being who and what you are. Words can't describe this man. Words can't express the love that I have for him and what he brings to this network. I thank him for being that voice. Like a lot of people shared throughout this night from the previous broadcast, hope. A lot of us lack hope, and you are that hope for so many. Thank you for being who you are. I tell you, you set the bar
high. You know,
high.
You are very, very welcome, and you are not just my spiritual daughter. Trust me. When I say that you're a family, you're a family. And anyone who knows me know that I take family very, very seriously. Sometimes I wish I could duplicate myself, especially when it comes to family, because, you know, I'm not going to be up here and lie to say that I can do it for everybody in the world. Of course, I got the heart to do it for everybody in the world, but I know everybody in the world is not going to do it for me. But when it comes to my family, I'm a no-nonsense. I'm there at times of love and during times of war. No questions asked when it comes to my family. That's exactly what you are. You are truly not only a woman of God, but to look at how many people that you have not only inspired, but the things in which you are doing for so many of us, especially at our great company at WBNN. You know, keep raising the bar, and I'm telling you, anyone who's listening who don't know about the wonderful works that our Heavenly Father is using author Angela Thomas Smith for, get in contact with her. Trust me. I mean, because I know what she has done for me, and I know what she's doing for many others, and she can do equally the same or even better for you. All you have to do is give yourself a chance. Give yourself a chance, and ain't no telling where you could go. Like what Ava was saying, for the people who don't think that they're capable of doing it. That's very, very unique right there. So I personally thank you for being everything that you are. You're definitely heavenly sent.
Wow.
Angela?
Well, I thank you for that. Wow. I thank you for that.
Oh, she didn't catch the ghost holy, did she? Did she pull it? Did she
no, you can't hear me.
Well, first of all, she didn't fall in the spirit. That's most importantly. So,
did she pull up?
Y'all can hear me.
Hey, look, that's
we hear you loud and clear. We hear you loud and clear.
Just like a spiritual father. That's what you did. You pulled a hoony boss out to him.
No, I didn't fall out in the spirit. I'm wide awake over here, because I tell you, this is so needed for so many people in so many ways, because we don't understand what the next person is going through and what the families may be going through. So I'm grateful for this on tonight, and I'm grateful for everybody being who they are. So thank you, Brother O, for this show tonight.
Well, first of all, you just pushed it because
you gave us hope for a lot of people. Hope.
Well, the key is to bring back, you know, outstanding alumni, and to understand the importance of internship, and also having an understanding of love and compassion to broadcasting excellence. And for you and Huni Bakaturn, this is a song for you. And, of course, you know, Huni, you know how much she loves and how much you love the man from Durham, North Carolina, the outstanding John P. Key. Before I go into my Ngozi time, we must hear just a simple song.
The simple song of life simply says you should live the word that you gave your life for every man, little boy and girl in this quest of life. When divine rage, I fall on my knees and say, Lord, don't take my simple song away. Simple song of life simply says he used to love this old world that you gave your life for every man, little boy and girl. In this quest of life, when tempest rage, I fall on my knees and say, Lord, don't take my simple song away. Lord, don't take my simple song away. That saved a wretch like me, hear me when I say, my sins are gone away. Sounds like a two-week child. Things are gonna get easier. Don't you take my simple song.
Yes. And, of course, WBNN has advertised it, too, in Gozi Time Multimedia. We're on Pinterest and, of course, Instagram and Twitter. And then Gozi underscore time, as well as Ole Ole and Gozi at Facebook. Any comments, suggestions, or wonderful program tonight, Ole De Lay, dying goes with my gmail.com. I am. In my way, and father's favorite producer, Ole Dele Malay, we're going to say good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio. Support us on a constant basis. Stay tuned for Sister Bessie, the truth of tomorrow night, and the wonderful show, The Front Porch. You know what time it is. The cousin Cozy said so. And what more can I say? It's 11:30, y'all.